2015, Pixar Animation Studios and Walt Disney Pictures released the film Inside Out. It was directed by Pete Docter and co-directed by Ronnie Del Carmen. The film is set in the mind of a young girl named Riley Ayer, where her five personified emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, try to lead her through her life as her parents surely is as close to God as any human being has ever been, right? He is in his presence, and he tells, God tells Moses what he would like him to do. But Moses goes out, and he's still angry with the people, and even in that state, even Moses can't control what he says or what he does. Now, when he walks out of there, I'll be the last person to tell Moses that he's not full of the Holy Spirit. How could you be that close and in the presence of God and not have the Holy Spirit in you? I believe Moses had the Holy Spirit in him. The problem was that he didn't allow the Spirit room to work. What should he have done last week? What should he have done? Instead of speaking while he was angry. He should have taken a moment, right? He was so angry that that's what caused him to go out and call the Israelites out and strike the rock three times and to make it black and stutter and say, he didn't care what it was that was going to bring water from the rock. It was his anger that allowed him to do that. He knew that none of that was. You with me? See, the Bible is very realistic as to the control our fallen nature has over us, especially if you say, later, I want you to hang with me here. Maybe that's the only thing we have control over, is to be able to give the Spirit time to work. Time and anger doesn't allow. Time and space, if you will. I want you to use the future anger, meaning sacred anger, like being in a straitjacket. What do I need if I'm in a straitjacket? I need room. I need space. I need time to get out of it. And every time anger hits, that's what happens to us. We're put into the straitjacket where we can be filled with the Holy Spirit, completely filled with the Holy Spirit, but we have no room to allow the Spirit to work. Nothing. Remember what Jesus told his disciples about speaking about the time. He said, you've heard it said that those of ancient times, you shall not lie. John, murder. Remember, murder and murder records are liable to judgment. It's a forbidden statement of the Ten Commandments. It's a forbidden statement of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not what? Thou shalt not murder. Period. But I say to you that if you're angry with a brother or sister, okay? If you're in a state of what? If you're in a state of anger with a brother or sister, you'll be liable to judgment. The same judgment that's laid down upon a murderer is laid down upon somebody who is angry, in a state of anger. Did you ever realize that Jesus is actually saying that? And he also addresses saying something while we're angry with our brother and sister. What is it we say when we're angry with them? We call them what? Fools. And happens is they change reality. Why did Jesus say the Trinity of the Jews? Because pacifism is the only thing that is going to give these two parties room. You would think? Pacifism is the only thing you and I have in common. He said, you can get into your anger, and you can get it. But guess what? He's going to get you back. Why? Because you're going to make him angry when you hit him. But you started it. Once the change is started, it doesn't matter if you started it anymore. It's not as if the anger that is doing it. You with me? When it comes to violence, pacifism is the only thing that will now leave them in the room because it indeed stops the cycle of anger. You with me? That's why you stop. Dr. King said that he thought that the act of nonviolence did one other thing too. It stops the violence, it gives the individual instigator the opportunity to recognize his own humanity and other people. At least gets him to recognize that and then maybe allows him to make a decision about his humanity. But we don't have control over what he does. Jesus says we only have control over what we do. So if Jesus is putting words with violence, then what would pacifism would be the same thing to do when we're in a fight, when we're in an argument, when we're speaking, when we're angry? Pacifism is the only thing that gives the Holy Spirit room to work. Otherwise, my anger will always control what my tongue says. Michael's anger actually led to a pacifist attack on David. It was absolutely tactless. It had been true, but it was tactless. He then responds with this ruthless violent retort. Did you notice that Michael didn't have anything more to say after that? Because he went to the bone. He cut her throat. He cut her heart out. Bringing up that God chose him instead of her father. And then she is like me, while there are plenty of ladies to do. She was bad. So I want us to begin to look at anger as an inevitable sin of being human. It happens. this, my beloved, let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to what? Why are you slow to anger? Is that one of the wonders of God? He is. And since He is, we have to be. For your anger does not what? Does not produce God's righteousness. In other words, flesh, obvious, fornication, truth, resistance, a lot of sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions. By the way, look what follows anger, quarrels, dissensions, and passions. Things that we do with our mouths if we're not working our anger out. Envy, drunkenness, carousing, things like these, I warned you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. How important is this for us, believers in Christ, who want to do unto others as in everything that has been done to us? Paul's going to pile up right here that when I come, I'm going to find you God's language, and then you may find me not you. I fear that they may turn out to be quarreling, jealousy, it's in every religion. In every religion we have. Caution is put to death, therefore, whatever in you is there. Fornication, fury, passion, evil, desire, greed, which is idolatry, on account of those, the wrath of God is coming to those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also want to follow when you were living your life. But now you must get rid of all such things. Jesus likened anger to murder. Paul just calls it evil. Wicked. So for those of us who are trying to be angry to do unto others, it sounds like a pretty important list that we need to do what? We need to get rid of one thing of our anger. And he tells us how to do it. Don't speak while you're still in the state of anger. And don't let it go so long that it turns to resentment. Work it out. And treat who you're working out with the way that you consider you got to do. By Jesus. That's the only standard we have. So real quick. On a personal level, our most intimate relationships, our marriages, the people that are closest to us, all one of my friends, we're not fighting. Couples that come to me and say, oh, we have a fight, we have a perfect marriage. I'm very good at it. Okay? What every couple has to do, the very second thing that I have when couples come to me for premarital counseling, the second thing that I do is, you know what we're going to do today? I'm going to teach you how to fight. Okay? I'm going to teach you how to fight the way people should fight when they love each other. So when the person closest to you makes you angry, you've got to cool down, you shut up, and you get away if you have to. Amen? And then at an appropriate time, you come back and you confront and you talk it out. And by the way, your marriages were the one place that you never, ever fight. The bedroom. If you find yourself fighting in the bedroom, you call time out. And you go somewhere else. Probably should stay away from the kitchen. There are sharp and heavy things there. And work it out. And work it out. Friends and family in church, same thing. While we're cooling down now, it is more. It's not that it doesn't happen with our most intimate relationships. We do it too when we do that. But the one thing that we can't do while we're cooling down is we've got to avoid gossip. We have only human